to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. I'm your host each and every week. I'm going to start out this podcast with good news. I saw Fishbone last night. It ruled. It's been over a decade since I've seen them. I got to interview not Angela Moore. I got to interview Norwood Fisher last week. It's been fantastic, and it's been exploring my youth, as it were. It's been a lot of fun. But in addition to that, other good news that has me all jazzed is over the weekend, I purchased a Tascam US-428 mixing console, which will allow me to actually hook up some real microphones to the computer rather than recording it on this little Olympus digital mini recorder. So you have that to look forward to. It's going to be maybe a couple weeks yet before I can afford to get the mics and the cables and the stands and the pop screens and all of that. But suffice to say, I believe once I have that, it will allow for much more quality performance. So we'll see about that. In the meantime, we're going to continue doing this the old school way. I still think it sounds better than when I use the mic. So, it's not exactly leaps and bounds, but definitely a steady walk away from the early days of the podcast. I realize that next month will be the one-year anniversary of this podcast, and we'll probably have to do something for that. What that is, I don't know. If you have any suggestions, you can email me at nicholas.spacek@gmail.com. That being said, let's get into the music. A bunch of new stuff has shown up. I promised that I would play a lot of it for you, and oh goodness gracious, I will. This first set is all a bunch of new music from Sorry State Records, samplings from their recent releases. And we're going to get it started off with Strip Mines from their Sympathy Rations EP. This is Empty Threat.
Deep breath. Living for this place, breathing freedom.
Kids, if you get the opportunity, go to bed on time. I usually go to bed about 9 o'clock, and I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning, and then I was awakened at 8, so I've gotten about 6 hours of sleep. I'm rocking a terrible headache from what I can only assume are fumes from the bus parked outside the club, which got into their air intake, because it feels like I've been huffing diesel fumes all night long. To say nothing of the smoking patio at the replay, and every time I tried to go outside at Aftershock, there was someone out there smoking too. So you can hear it in my voice. fun times, though. After I got back from Kansas City, I went straight to the replay. I didn't get back in time to see Ty Segall at the Jackpot, but across the street, I did catch most of the Birthday Suits set. They are from Japan. They are one man on drums, one man on guitar, and they are crazy and insane, as every band from Japan evidently has to be. I know I've played a song off their split with P-Lander Z. I just can't recall whether or not it was their track or the P-Lander Z track. Suffice it to say, it's worth picking up. They are very, very crazy. As are the Terrible Twos, who are the headliner. I know I've played them before. They're from Detroit. Imagine if you were to take a Devo LP and play it at 45 RPM instead of the standard 33, and then up the pitch correct to the point where it sounds like Tom Waits is singing. That's about the best way I can put it. Fun, crazy, sort of new wavy type stuff. Worth checking out. Both bands, of course, were on their way down to South by Southwest, which got kicking yesterday, or that might be today, Wednesday, when I record the podcast. Suffice it to say, we're in the middle of South by Southwest week, and everyone who is down there, I am insanely, greenly just jealous of all of you. I don't hate you, I just envy you. All right. Speaking of things I envy people who are able to find amazing bands and put out their records, and Kind Turkey is one of those labels. They recently put out a 7-inch from Trent Fox and the Tenants up in Wisconsin. It's called the Mess Around EP. We reviewed it on Rockstar Journalist last week, and this was the track that I most enjoyed, and that is why I'm playing it. It is called Sounds Fine to Me, and it certainly does.
Maybe I will lick a sword, yeah, that sounds good, I think, because what you say.
from the Illuminati dollar for 45 RPM 7-inch, let's call it that. That was Psychic Sickness by Fag Cop. They broke up for a while, and now they're back together, and they're playing as ex-Fag Cop, and they put out a wonderful, wonderful 7-inch entitled Gimme Fag Agenda last year. We've played tracks off of it. It's great. Before that, Lover! Exclamation point with Booger and My Asshole from their split with Live Fast Die on Douche Master Records. Yeah, not exactly classy, but certainly catchy, isn't it? And we started everything off with Trent Fox and the Tenants doing Sounds Fine to Me from their Mess Around EP on Kind Turkey Records. That record label is ran by Bobby Hussey of the two-person garage rock combo The Hussey, who's full-length album, Cement to Mind Control, comes out next month. We've posted information about that on the blog as well. Just plugging shit left and right. All right, this is the next track. This first song is by Bullet Treatment. This 7-inch, which is designated Volume 1, it's a really sort of brilliant idea. They took the same song and they played it six times, but the lyrics are different, as well as the vocalist on everything. I kind of put off grabbing this because I wasn't sure if it was going to be good, and, you know, and when you see something in the clearance bin for, you know, like a year, you start to get a little worried about it. But, you know, I grabbed it for $1.50, and goddamn, it's good. You've got tracks from, let's see, Chris Tu of Anti-Flag, Russ Rankin from Only Crime and Good Riddance, Tim from Rise Against. The track we're going to play is the last one on the 7-inch, and it is entitled Inbox We Trust. The vocalist is Sturgeon, a.k.a. the Stizza of star-fucking hipsters, as well as Leftover Crack, etc., so on and so forth. Choking Victim. They're actually coming to town, if not this week, then next, at the Riot Room. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. Not really. That excited about driving to Kansas City for a crusty punk show when I can see so many very close to my house. But anyhow, this track is fantastic, and it is Bullet Treatment with Inbox We Trust, featuring Sturge of the Star Fucking Hipsters on. Yeah, enjoy.
Dig up the trees, rebuild the houses, burn down the homes, send in the drones, in the factories. They're making boxes for other boxes. All your lives is right in the fucking box. The ashes are ashes of cocaine and dust. We are tempted to settle in boxes we trust. We're all turning blue from a pain that blows. The blood out of the seas from the acorns that we know. In box we trust. All the tiny missing fingers, sweats on box with blood that lingers. I close died on glowing box, brainwash life and stupid box lens. In box we trust. In box we trust. All the tiny missing fingers, sweats on box with blood that lingers. I close died on glowing box, brainwash life and stupid box. You're under order, triangulate. Your guard would fade, and God rise. Your boxy eyes, but don't mistake. It quarters made, you're crazy blood. The room is killed, the fucking room. Boxing can be done now.
was Douglas Shield and the X-Factors with Beach Volleyball from their album DSXF. That is on Jeremy Records. It's really good, sort of indie pop punk type stuff. I really enjoyed it. Ran a review of it, if not last week, then the week before on the blog. Worth picking up if you get the chance. It's a very nice, solid record. Before that, Hitchin' a Ride from Green Day off of their Nimrod LP. I've basically, thanks to Hot Topic and clearance sales and stuff, I've picked up most of the, basically everything but Dookie from Green Day on, half off. I was a little nervous about spending $20 on LPs, but, you get them on clearance and you get half off clearance and it's like $5 and definitely worth that price. They sound good. Evidently, they're not necessarily all remastered or anything like that, but it's a well-done product. It's funny. If you look, at the covers, especially there on Insomniac, you can tell that it wasn't like they redid the art. It's almost like they scanned it and blew it up. It looks a little, fuzzy. You'd have to see it to understand what I mean. It looks like a cheap bootleg. Let's put it that way. And we started everything off with Bullet Treatment doing Inbox We Trust featuring Sturge of the Starfucking Hipsters. That is Designated Volume 1. That's 7 inches out on Fat Wreck Quartz. I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants for these last couple of sets. I had puzzled some stuff out and there are a few tracks in there, but everything else is going to be like, well, what goes with this? Let's see where we can go from this track. This is their album Attempted Suicide. The band is Career Suicide. It's on Deranged Records. It came out a couple years ago. It's fantastic. And this track is Recipe for Disaster.
Let's stop. Out. We'll do it tonight. First the president, then his wife. We're hoping for a reservoir, take their lives, attack their embassy. They are our enemies. The president, they smoke cigars. Anyone he does not like, he shoots or puts behind bars.
The two songs they have on the Repo Man soundtrack. That was Circle Jerks with Coup d'Etat, or if you're in the middle of the country, the Midwest, here where I live, it's Coup d'Etat. Before that, Meat Men Stomp, live by the Meat Men from the album We're the Meat Men and You Suck. A classic, if there ever were one. That's an interesting LP, and it's incredibly politically incorrect and offensive and awesome. And I finally bought it earlier this week after having been meaning to for years at this point. great record. And the band that kind of started this whole set, Career Suicide with Recipe for Disaster from Attempted Suicide on Deranged Records. I finally got earlier this week that Career Suicide sounds an awful lot like the Circle Jerks, only minus sort of... I like Circle Jerks, I really do, but God damn it, Keith Morris is an annoying fuck. I'm just gonna have to go out and come out and say it. Like, he was certainly not my favorite Black Flag vocalist. But you know, I like the songs and everything. Just if you ever see them live, you'll understand what I mean. Like, he won't shut up, and it's kind of irritating. But yeah, fantastic songs. Annoying person. Anyhow, last set coming up. These are three records that have shown up in the mail in the last week. The first one is from a very small label out of Brooklyn, New York, called Oops Baby Records. This band is called Shark? The song is entitled Hip Hop Array. It is not a cover of the Naughty by Nature song by any stretch of the imagination. It is, in fact, rather depressing for a song with the word hooray in the title. So let's hear it now.
Live you can see right through me, right through me, right through me.
From their forthcoming album on Tiny Engines, that was Monument with Glasshouse. The name of that album is Monument Goes Canoeing. Now, I think that might be an absolute first for this podcast. That album does not come out on LP until March 22nd, and this podcast goes up on St. Patrick's Day. So, like a full 5 days before it comes out, you get a chance to hear it. Granted, it's been up on Bandcamp for a good long while, and they've had a self-release thing. But this is you get to hear the vinyl, which is, by the way, the version I have, at least, is an orange and white marble, and it's gorgeous. It looks like a creamsicle, and I kind of want to eat it. Actually, there's a tiny little chip taken out of it. It doesn't affect how it plays, but it does look like somebody took a nibble. Ooh, pardon me. Before that was Mixtapes with the Real Hotel California from their A Short Collection of Short Songs release on Animal Style Records. That comes on three different colors. Mine is on blue. It is a shade of blue I like to refer to as Kansas County Road Sign Blue, which, yeah, it's a very pretty shade. And if you're ever in the state of Kansas and you see it, you will see it and you'll understand. And we started everything off with Shark, doing Hip Hop Array from their Kriga single. That's on Oops Baby Records. We reviewed it on the blog just the other day, and we quite enjoyed it. And I say we, I mean me and the cats. All right, that's this week's podcast. Thanks for downloading. As always, you can get the podcast each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. at rockstarjournalist.com. You can follow me at Nuthouse Punks on Twitter. If you've got any questions, comments, concerns, give me an email at nicholas.spacek, that's S-P-A-C-E-K, at gmail.com. Tell your friends all about the program. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me music to play, and I will be more than happy to get it on. So next week, I have no idea what kind of podcast I'm going to do. I've been kind of puzzling some stuff out. Who knows? We will see. If you've got any suggestions, you can send it to that aforementioned email address. Until next time, thank you for listening.